This entire year, we will be reading from the Gospel of Matthew at our Sunday liturgies. This gospel presents Jesus to us as a prophet. A prophet. So a natural question is, what is a prophet? Our first answer might be to say a prophet is someone who predicts the future. To prophesy is to foretell what's going to happen. But in biblical understanding, a prophet is someone who stands before the people. The very word prophet means that, to stand before the people. The prophet stands before the people and points to the presence of God among them. The prophet announces God's powerfully acting presence in our world and then urges us to join in with God's work. The prophet is typically a kind of cheeky challenger who takes on the religious establishment. Whereas priests might urge people to more devotion, more prayer, and religious ceremonies, the prophet proclaims God's real presence and real work go beyond our safe sanctuaries and into our streets, into our homes and workplaces. God's grandeur is experienced in unlikely people and unlikely places. What pious people think godless, the prophet calls God-filled. So the prophet is controversial, unsettling, even embarrassing. He rarely lives a peaceful life. Nor does he let others lead peaceful lives. For Matthew, Jesus is quite simply the prophet. He points to God's presence in the world in an absolutely reliable way. And Jesus calls that presence of God among us the kingdom of God. It's where Jesus finds God work unmistakably present in our midst. Today's gospel shows Jesus beginning his ministry as a prophet. And his first word to people then and to us now is repent, change your lives, change where and how you find God. And with that call to change, Jesus is also announcing God's presence, God's work, because our change is God's work. God's work is known and recognized in our lives being changed. That's how we know God, in our lives being changed. The change that Jesus announces is deep. Very deep. The Greek word Matthew uses here for change is metanoia. It means a radical rethinking, radical re-understanding and revaluing of life. That's God at work within us and among us, changing us, changing our take on things, changing our take on life itself. And we then begin to understand what it is to be really alive. Being alive. Living a full human life comes to mean being full of God's own life, being full of compassion, being compassionate as God is compassionate, bringing mercy, help, support to those in need. And the change God is bringing about in us, our metanoia, our conversion, is actually something joyful. It cleanses our hearts of the narrow, the selfish interests that only diminish us, that only diminish our lives, that only make our lives small. Our God work change frees us from things we do not need and frees us for people who need us. We discover the truly important thing in life is how to become more human, more fully, more truly human. More fully, more truly ourselves as God wants us to be. That's the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of God Jesus declares will be coming upon us as we pray, "Thy kingdom come." The kingdom of God is God's work, and it is our change. Our prophet Jesus points to God's clear, God's unmistakable presence among us in an absolutely reliable way. And he invites us to become God's partner in our own wonderful transformation. He invites us to become his disciples. "Follow me," he says to us. "Learn from me," he says to us. And together we will heal our sisters and our brothers from everything that degrades them and everything that destroys their humanity. Become my church on earth. Become God's kingdom come down to earth. Change. Let me change you. Let me change your life. Let me change your choices. Change.